Well, drawing upon this psalm, again, this short psalm, but I think a powerful one, I wanted to, this morning, take a little time to consider mercy. I suspect it's one of those words that when it gets used, we don't always think a lot about what exactly that means. So I want to talk a little bit about what mercy is and how God displays mercy to us, and then maybe even some thoughts about how we might then be merciful to others. Let's start with what mercy is. I mean, it's said a number of times in the psalm, God, have mercy on us, have mercy on us. I want to sort of compare and contrast a bit two words that are often associated together in Scripture, grace and mercy. And it can be a little confusing because there are some Hebrew words particularly that can be translated as one or the other of those, or depending on what translation you're reading, in one it might say grace and another in mercy. But they are distinguished. They are related, but they are distinguished. One of the commentators I was reading this week said grace and mercy are not identical twins, but they are sisters. They are siblings. You might think of them as two sides of one coin as well. Let's talk about grace first. I mean, God is often described as gracious and merciful. Gracious and merciful. Grace, I might suggest, is giving us what we don't deserve. I'll say that again. Grace is giving us what we don't deserve. So all of God's gifts are gracious. They're given to us not because we deserve them, but because God is gracious and loving and wants to give them to us. So if we're honest, every single thing we possess is a gift from God. We like to fool ourselves sometimes in the thinking we have earned them or deserved them, but the reality is everything, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, home, car, food, everything is a gift from God, given not because we deserve it, but because God graciously wants to give it. And perhaps the greatest of these gifts, the most gracious gift, is salvation itself. We have not earned, we certainly don't deserve salvation, but it is given out of God's grace, giving us what we don't deserve. There's a great passage in Ephesians that points this out. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God. Grace is giving us things even though we don't deserve them. And we can be gracious this way as well, when we give people things. For example, think of a birthday gift. You haven't really earned anything on your birthday. You were just born. But people give you gifts. That's grace. Giving people things, even though they may not have earned or deserved them. Now, the other side, then, is mercy. Mercy, I would suggest, is, again, the other side of that coin, not giving us what we do deserve. I'll say that again. Not giving us what we do deserve. And what is it that we all really deserve from God? Well, it's not good. I'll just say that. I mean, this is where we get into the idea of sin. We all do things God doesn't want us to do. We all leave undone things God wants us to do. None of us can live up to God's expectations and hopes perfectly. We all muddy things up. We all mess up. We all, despite our best intentions, sin. And what does that really deserve in the justice of the universe, perhaps? Condemnation, punishment. But God doesn't give us that. God is merciful and forgives. So if salvation is part of God's grace, a gift we don't deserve, God's forgiveness is what reveals God's mercy. God's forgiveness of us, not giving us what we deserve. There are a couple other psalms I wanted to read to you from to talk about mercy. Psalm 130 says, "If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered." Or Psalm 103, which says, "God does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities." That's mercy. Now, these are both aspects of God's love. Also, things we can display ourselves. And I would suggest grace, in some ways, is easier. It's easier to be gracious than merciful, I think. Remember, grace being giving what's not deserved. We all like to give people things, don't we? And it can be something almost enjoyable to give someone a gift. Ah, but forgiveness. Not giving people what we think they deserve. I think that gets tougher. Of course, this isn't tough for God. Neither of these are difficult for God whatsoever. They're both part of God's nature. God is gracious and merciful by nature. It's just we who are not. You know, we have this desire for things like revenge or vengeance, or they just got what was coming to them. I think grace in some ways is easier than mercy. And I would also say this, again, they're both easy for God. I think accepting grace can often be easier than mercy as well, especially from God. I don't think we have that much trouble imagining God giving us things. I think there are many more who find it incredibly difficult to imagine God forgiving us. I don't know. I find that more difficult to imagine. But remember, we're talking about the creator of the universe here. You mean God forgives me? I haven't even forgiven myself of everything yet. But God forgives? God is merciful? That can be a tough one to accept, I think. And yet God is both gracious and merciful. And this idea we have out there, and I hate to say it, but a lot of Christians perpetuate this idea of God smiting people. You know, we were praying about natural disasters. Inevitably, some Christian out there, usually on TV with their own program that someone is paying for, will say something like, "Well, God sent that hurricane because the people were doing this or believed this." We have this idea that God goes around smiting people for their sins. Folks, let me just tell you here, that's crap. Pardon my French. I don't even know if it is French. That's garbage. Why? Because God is by nature, what? Gracious and merciful. God gives what we don't deserve. God doesn't give what we deserve. Ever. Get that out of your mind. Now, I admit, that can be a hard thing to truly get our minds around. I came across two quotes I want to share with you about mercy this week. Here's the first one. "Mercy is the deepest quality of God's love, the most encompassing movement of God's heart, the most stunningly unexpected evidence of God's generosity, the most enduring commitment of God's sovereignty." Remember what Paul tells the Thessalonians. God does not desire us to suffer his wrath. That's a human idea. And then this quote, which really jumped out at me. "Mercy is perhaps the loveliest of all God's qualities." Mercy is perhaps the loveliest of all God's qualities. And that made me think of this, and this is where I'm going to wrap up for the moment. If mercy is God's loveliest quality, you know, we human beings, particularly in certain cultures, are always so focused on beauty, loveliness. I mean, how many billions of dollars get spent on makeup and hair and clothing and cosmetic surgery and all of that? And there's nothing wrong with that, but how much attention and energy is given to that? We all want to look our best. But if mercy is a quality of loveliness, maybe we're putting our energy in much the wrong place. I'll bet you could think of people you've known over the years who weren't maybe beautiful or lovely on the surface at all, but they radiated a certain loveliness. And I'll bet if you think about it long enough, you'll realize these were people who were gracious and merciful and forgiving. It comes out of here, this loveliness of mercy. Maybe the more merciful we are, the more lovely we become, if not to each other, at least to God. I'd like to suggest some homework for the week. Work on being more merciful. Let's work on together being an even more lovely community of faith. Amen.